AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And you know, a crazy schedule can make it easy to fall back into your dinner time recipe rut. Keep mealtime exciting with over 40 recipes to choose from every week, so there's always something delicious to discover with HelloFresh. And even though the fall time can feel jam-packed, HelloFresh makes whipping up a home-cooked dinner actually doable with quick and easy options, including their 15-minute meals. That's less time than it takes to get delivery. And with everything pre-portioned and delivered right to your door every week, it's really a no-brainer. Now, for those of you who are always on the move and constantly on the go like myself, HelloFresh is a lifesaver. My favorite HelloFresh item on the menu is the crispy buffalo spice chicken with blue cheese sauce, scallion mashed potatoes, and carrots. Delicious. HelloFresh makes preparing this dish simple and convenient without compromising the quality and the taste of the food. Go to HelloFresh.com/50BigFacts and use the code 50BigFacts for 50% off plus free shipping. That's right. Go to HelloFresh.com/50BigFacts and use the code 50BigFacts for 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you Big Facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today. BigFactsPod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, Big Bank, Baby J, DJ Scream Team, Big Facts welcomes today. Yaki Awaken pulling up to Big Facts. Big Facts, Big Facts. What's up? What's up, my brother? What's up? You good?
I'm
everything
feeling,
good?
Man. Peace, peace. Peace to the goddesses. Peace to the gods, man. I'm feeling yes, amazing, sir. Man. I can't complain. Feeling real good. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
So give yourself a proper introduction. I'm going to be real with you. Like, a lot of people are calling you like the new Dr. Sebi. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are making some comparisons in that fashion or whatever the case may be. But I want you to give a proper introduction of who you are and what you represent.
All right, well, my real name is Yakai Raphael Elohim. Everybody call me Yaki Awaken. I am a master herbalist, and I am a certified biochemist. I've been doing this healing work for a good 13 years now, and it started from me actually healing myself of what they would call so-called incurable diseases. Mm. So I had diabetes. I had scar tissue on my heart. I actually suffered from a heart attack at the age of 21. Mm. My kidneys was failing, and I had a bunch of fluid built up on my kidneys and my heart as well. I had bad eczema. I had they call it vitiligo, where you basically have these white patches on your skin, mm-hmm. the whole nine that you usually suffer from when you growing up in the black community, mm. not knowing what foods is, not knowing what to drink, what to eat, you know, and I end up healing myself, brother.
Was that particularly just diet, you think, that led you to that space, or was it like diet, stress, just
it was just the whole
trauma as a whole
environmental factor as well? When you look inside the black community and you see, you know, who is building these institutes and actually building the environment that we're going in, it's all to go against us. You know, there's a liquor store on every corner in the neighborhood. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? Grew up there, still stay there to this very day. But, you know, there's a actual liquor store on every corner in St. Louis. You got drug dealers all around in the neighborhood. Of course, you got your regular violent black-on-black crime, hip-hop music. Just anything you can think about that's a part of the culture that we praise and that we champion today is what I grew up in. Hmm. So, you know, I grew up thinking, you know, selling dope was cool. I grew up thinking, you know, bring it home to your brother was cool. Eating all the bad food was cool because these are things that was praised in the community. Hmm. And once you start living a life of toxicity like that and you're not slowing down and you drinking, you smoking, you running around with the gang every day, you getting into recreational drugs, and then you eating these bad foods, they accumulate in the body. So, man, one day it caught up with me, man. I thought I had bad digestion. I'm like, man, it's heartburn because I suffer from heartburn too. Mm-hmm. And, man, it just didn't feel like it usually felt, man. I went down, ended up calling the ambulance. Ambulance came and got me, took me to the hospital. They hooked me up into something called an EGK. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, you actively having a heart attack. And I'm like, I'm 21. It's impossible to be this young because of what they teach us. Mm-hmm. You know, they teach you that mm-hmm. you can't have heart disease if you're a certain age. That's, you know, that's what they pushing, the narrative they pushing. Man, I was 21 having an active heart attack like I was 65 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the doctor told me, like, this your last time. You know, if you do this again, you might not make it. Man, I ended up going home, sitting down. I was crying because I had high blood pressure. I had bad hypertension. Mm-hmm. My blood pressure literally used to be 227 over 101.
Oh, wow. Check out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So they had me on high blood pressure medication, but, you know, I'm young. I still like to have sex and everything. My dick couldn't get hard. I had erectile dysfunction from the medicine that I was taking.
At 21?
At 21 from the medicine.
That's cold.
So I was super, super messed up and congested, man. So I was just done after that heart attack and after looking into that doctor's eyes, you know what I'm saying? And he just, I don't know, man. I'd have been shot. I'd have been stabbed. I got metal from here to here. Like, I done really been in the streets. Like, when I say I'm from the streets of St. Louis, we really from that, you know what I'm saying? And, did nothing ever scare me until that particular day, man. A doctor looked me in my soul. Nobody ever, like, looked me in my soul. And he like, man, this show, you do this again, you might not be here. Mm. Man, I got home, man, I was just done. I'm like, man, I'm done. I can't take no more medicine. They try to give me all these ibuprofens, and you take an aspirin every day for the rest of your life, or this won't happen again. I'm like, man, I can't keep going through this. I'm 21. So I ended up going home and sitting down. And when I sat down, I had all my medicines on my table. I kicked this shit over. I'm like, I'm done with this. And I'm like, dang, what I'm going to do? Because in order to get over what I'm going through, they offering me more medicines. So something just gave me the idea to get on YouTube. YouTube was just starting to kick off for real, for real. I got on there and I typed in natural ways to heal erectile dysfunction. I'm a 21-year-old man. I like to hump too. So that's the main thing I'm really thinking about. I'm like, how do I get rid of this naturally?
Get my dick back
working. Yeah, I'm getting my dick back working. Seriously.
Yeah. Fuck this shit.
So we can speak like that on here.
I ain't know. Cool, yeah, come on.
All right, cool.
Google
it. So I'm like, man, my dick can't get hard. So I'm like, man, I need, you know what I'm saying? The thing I'm really focused on is getting my dick dick back hard. So I Google natural remedies for erectile dysfunction. This Caucasian white man ended up popping up, and you know, I really couldn't resonate with what he was saying, but YouTube had just came out with this suggestion where after the first video go out, it suggests another one. Guess who pop up? You got this tall, skinny man with a gray beard and a bald head. And he's talking, I'm Dr. Sabi. I done healed sickle cell anemia, leukemia, HIV, lupus. He going through all these things. I'm growing up in a community that's been structured by another people that's benefiting off of us. So they not finna tell us anything to liberate ourselves. Yeah. So the so through my program, and the first thing I say is, this nigga lying. Ain't no way, these are incurable diseases. But I kept listening to Dr. Sabi, man, and it resonated with my spirit. Me, I got an addictive personality, so I ended up watching him for like 48 hours straight. For real, probably 72 hours. By the time I got done watching him, I knew his wife's name, his children's name. I knew about the fig tree in New York. I got numbers and everything, so I'm calling all around trying to find Dr. Sabi or his wife to see what type of, you know, natural remedies I can take to get rid of my heart issues and to get rid of my erectile dysfunction. I ended up getting in contact with my eye assistant, talking to them, and she was just telling me how to change my diet and certain herbs to take. So, you know, I did that. I started mixing up my concoctions and my herbs, but it just seemed like it wasn't enough information for me. So I basically enrolled myself into an herbology class, man. Went through herbology class, started learning botany. I was learning how to wildcraft my own herbs. They did things like we had to do 200 hours of going out and scavenging through woods and finding your own herbs and breaking them down, drying them out. So I did all of that, mixed up my own concoction, and I went on a 120-day all-liquid diet. I probably messed up 3 days. I was 265 pounds when I started. Literally within the first week, everybody think I'm exaggerating, man. The first week of me being on nothing but juices, watermelon juice, all melon diet, man. I literally lost like 60 pounds, man. I lost like 60.
In a week?
It was crazy. Look, I lost so much weight.
A bunch of waste.
I lost so much waste, right? Because weight and waste is the same thing. Because if you look at what toxemia does to the cells, you create something called adipose tissues, right? Adipose tissues are what they call adipocytes, is these fat cells. And it's basically cholesterol plaque that builds up around them. So what the body does, the body is so smart. The body, instead of having all of those different types of toxemia go into the bloodstream, the more toxin you take and you eat, you create these new adipocyte cells or these fatty cells. And what they do is they engulf toxemia. So the more weight you contribute, or the more weight that you bring onto the body, is because you have so many toxins. So the moment you start detoxing, getting rid of the toxemia, you lose the weight with it. Because the only reason why the fat cells are there in the first place is to engulf the toxemias and the poison, for it won't damage the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. Because if you change your blood potential hydrogen, or what they call blood pH, you die of something called acidosis. So, man, I went on this 120-day juice fast. The first week, I lost 60 pounds, man. I lost so much weight, my skin was flabby and shit. So then I had to figure out how to tighten my skin back up. You know what I'm saying? How to do lift low weights, but do more reps. So I'm doing 200. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using a weight bench bar. I'm not even putting weights on it. I'm lifting that motherfucker about 200-300 times every rep to tighten my skin back up. I'm going after my thyroid, my parathyroid, to tighten my skin back up. But it just showed me how much toxins I had in my body. I'm 100 days in on all juice, still shitting out turds this big. And I'm like, all this stuff is in me. Mm-hmm. Remember, I'm 21 though. 21 years of all of that accumulation and coagulations of just mucus buildup, of crystallization, calcium, all the bad foods I've been eating, alcohol, snorting cocaine, just out here living this wild life, it catches up to us. So I realized that we can't keep violating nature. Eventually, nature is going to violate your ass. So I healed myself, man. Once I healed myself, my mama seen it. I went to the doctor. I didn't have no more scar tissue on my heart. My kidneys was functioning at 100%. They was talking about dialysis, man. 21. Kidneys now functioning 100%. The doctor's wild. They don't know what the hell happened. They asking me who did it. They want to know the names. I'm like, I did it myself. They laughing at me, thinking I'm playing. So they just wrote it off as a miracle. So, man, my mama, ended up healing my mama of hypertension, high blood pressure. She had some things going on. Went to my sister, healing my family. I was a part of a gang, Black Mind Street Gang. To my brothers out there in St. Louis. Ended up healing a couple of brothers that was in the gang that I was with. And then, man, this man had reached out to me on Facebook. It was a basketball player. Ended up healing a basketball player. Can't say his name, man. And he paid for my first seminar, man. And he gave me a lot of money, paid for my first seminar, told me he believed in me. I kicked off my first seminar. man. We 13 years later, man, selling millions of products, have hundreds of thousands of healing testimonies, and we thriving, man, trying to reconstructure the community that these people done took from us.
So you think by you getting sick, you found your purpose?
Man, just straight. Well, so I found my purpose in prison for real. The sickness slowed me down, but I still kept doing things after that. Prison is what really made me like, man, what is you doing? So I think both of them put together is what really put me on my path to greatness. Because I thought I was going to be a rapper. I can sing. I can rap. I could play instruments. I could play the piano by ear. You know what I'm saying? I'm going on tours. I'm opening up for people. I thought my lifestyle was your typical nigga growing up in the hood. I'm going to be a famous rapper. Mm-hmm. Man, that heart attack hit me and they put them clinks on me, man. It changed my whole trajectory of life, man. My whole trajectory of life. I'm like, this can't be what it is. And I try my hardest to like get away from it. And that's why I always say a true healer don't choose to be a healer. Nigga, you run away from a responsibility like this. I was running, man. The Most High kept pulling me back. And I remember I had this dream where I lost everything. So I'm a part of the Hebraic community. I used to have a congregation. It was like 2,000 of us. We used to read the Bible, keep Shabbat, all of that, man. And I remember, man, I was living double lifestyles. I used to teach the Bible, talk about how you're not supposed to degrade women. But then I go on the road and go somewhere and open up. At this point, my manager was the same manager as Kay Stylus. Booty Me Down. Mm-hmm. This one, Booty Me Down, was popping. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm literally on Shabbat Day, Saturday, I'm talking about how you have to uplift the so-called black woman. She is the goddess. She's the queen. You know, she's the nurturing people to the children. Without her, the family structure would collapse. But then Sunday, I'm at the club talking about watch her show her ass off. You know what I'm saying? So I'm living this double lifestyle, man. And I remember my brother was like, man, you're going to have to give up something. You can't be fence strapped. You're going to have to give up something, man.
Double dutch.
Yeah, and that day I really just gave up everything. I said, you know what, I'm finna pursue this. I see that what the Most High is doing to me. He then took everything from me. Let me just pursue this healing journey. So I, you know, end up getting my certificate or certification in biochemistry. And, man, I just been taking off since then, man.
How many people you lost due to people thinking like, man, this nigga, he cuckoo?
Man, literally, all of my homeboys I grew up with, it's a few of them that changed over though. So it's a bittersweet moment because a lot of brothers were like, this nigga crazy, or this nigga's a Muslim now, not a Muslim whatsoever. Don't even really believe in a religion. Yeah. So I lost hundreds of people, man. Like I used to run with a gang that was like 800 brothers. You know what I'm saying? We used to step in the club and fill the whole club up. So a lot of them ain't around no more. A bunch of them dead, but it's a bunch of brothers I came up with that's listening to the information now. They called me crazy back then. That's hitting me up and like, bro, you been right. So it's a bittersweet moment to see them come back around. But man, I done lost a lot of people, especially to drugs and just death and gang violence. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, just your typical nigga shit. And I'm just tired of the typical nigga shit.
How you stay? Yeah, what keep you focused? Like,
what keep me focused is looking at the community. You know what I'm saying? It's something called the Tyrone Mays Rat Experiment. Y'all need to look that up. It's called the Tyrone's Maze Rat Experiment. It went down in 1940. He ended up getting it from another psychiatrist in 1840. It's called the Tyrone Maze Rat Experiment. And what they did was they took a few hundred rats, right? And they splitted them and they divided them. And what they did was they created an environment for both of these rats to live in. In one subject, they took about 100 rats and they put it in an environment where it had clean water. They put it in an environment where it had the right amount of space for the rats can, you know, get basically if they wanted to be by themselves, they could. Mm-hmm. They made sure that it was good food in there that didn't have any type of poisons put inside the foods. They even gave them space to breathe, to go upstairs, downstairs. They just gave them this abundant environment, right? Mm-hmm. They put these rats in there. Mind you, these are the same rats with the same genetical molecular structure, which is nothing different. They both came from the same mama, the same daddy, the same family tree, right? So they took these rats, they put one in a good environment, then they put the other 100 rats in a bad environment where they didn't get water. If they did get water, the water actually had acids in it. They made sure they didn't give them the regular food. I think they gave them like cat food or something like that with a bunch of pellets that was inside of them, right? They stuck them on top of each other and they made sure that the space was very, very small. They never cleaned any poop out of the maze. They never cleaned, they pissed out of the maze and they left them in there. They left them in there for 4 months and they watched how their behavior changed. They went back and they got the actual rats that came from the good environment and they put them in a maze. They ended up going through the maze very, very fast. Then they ended up going to get the rats that they put in a bad environment and put them in a maze, and they didn't know how to even make it through the first section of the maze. So he like, maybe this is a coincidence. So he did it. So what he did was he switched the rats. He took the rats that was smart, that made it through the maze, that was in the good environment, and he put them in a bad environment. Then he took the rats that was in a bad environment, that was dummies that couldn't make it through the maze at all, and he put them in a good environment. He waited 4 months. Then he took them back out. The same rats that was good and smart, that was in a good environment, that he put in a bad environment, now they couldn't make it through the maze. The same rats that was in a bad environment, that was dummies that couldn't make it through the maze, he put them in a good environment. Now they making it through the maze and making it through life just fine. So he said, damn, it ain't the genetics. It ain't who these people is as individuals. It's the community. It's the environment that you put these biological entities in that changes the way they interact with their environment and with themselves. Did you know he did another 6-month experiment on the same rats that he left in the bad environment? Guess what they started doing? Killing each other. Some of the male rats started humping other male rats. Homosexuality. Look, the other rats that was at the bottom that didn't have the food, these niggas went upstairs to the other rats and started robbing them for food and water. I said, damn, this sound like your typical project. Don't this sound like the PJs? This is a real rat experiment. So it made me start questioning. I had to sit back and really rub my chin.
They turned into robbing rats?
They turned into robbing homosexual rats.
What else are you going to do? It's a survival mechanism at this point.
Now check this out though, goddess. It was a selective group of female rats, and I really want y'all to look this up when y'all get home today. Watch this. It will fuck your mind up. The female rats, they started pampering themselves. They used to let their children just do what the fuck ever. They started pampering themselves. All they was worried about...
The hood rats. Which one is it?
See, these was the hood rats. Okay, the hood rats, right, exactly. So the hood rats, I'm gonna quote that. The hood rats, all they did was pamper themselves. The only thing that they worried about was their fur. They worried about their weight. They didn't worry about their children anymore. They weren't worried about the mama papa rat. The only thing that they focused on was their actual selves. And then the father rats started going to other different parts of the actual rat experiment cage and started like bullying on the younger children. It was crazy, man. Look, it gets so deep when you really start watching that. It even rapists started happening. Rape with the older male rats in the community started raping the younger males and the younger female rats. Same thing that happens in the ghetto where a young girl will get touched on by their uncle, or a young male will get touched on by their uncle or their auntie. This happens. So it's like, damn, is this rat experiment that's going on in Tyrone, rat maze experiments, the same shit that's going on with us in these communities? And then you have to ask yourself,
in the projects.
Right. And who built these communities? Mm. We didn't build these communities. Mm-hmm. We ain't put the liquor stores in these communities. Yeah. We ain't put dope in here. You got something called Russian AK-47s. Niggas ain't never been to Russia. Mm. You got Japanese SKs. We ain't never been to Japan. We got grenades that come from... We got all these different things in the community of America that's outside of America when niggas ain't never left the block. How was they getting there? This shit was set up. So once I realized, like, damn, me and my people is in a rat maze. This is a project. We are being psychologically experimented on. That's when I said, okay, this is my motivation. It's time to break the psychological chains of my people.
Yeah.
Yep. So once I fully got myself up out of it, my whole mission is I'm going to die for this shit. Everybody that I come in contact with is going to hear this message. And my message is, wake the fuck up, Black America. Mm.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What about them fake woke niggas?
Like, yeah, boy, it's a lot of them. And I blame that on the environment too, because we have to realize, you know, you have something, in fact, you have something called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, right?
Hello,
it's called transgenerational. You know, this come down through the genealogies of people. Okay, it comes from your ancestors. Epi means to be beyond. Genetics is above your genetic code. Mm-hmm. So transgenerational epigenetics is basically when you take on the characteristics, whether it be gifts, whether it be talents, whether it be spiritually, or whether it be mentally manifestations of those who come before you. You see what I'm saying? So fuck niggas is not a new thing. Fuck niggas have been around since the dawn of ages.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we just have to understand that we can't keep blaming. So I see a lot of people blaming the black community for the black issues and problems. Now, there do become a point where we start getting this information out so much. But if you look at the beginning of this, we didn't create these communities. We didn't create this environment. We are still suffering psychologically from things that happened to us hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So when you see a fuck nigga is just a nigga that's stuck between the two. He don't know how to truly choose. So his only way of manifestation and operating through the matrix is being a fuck nigga to himself. Usually fuck niggas is not fuck niggas to the nigga that's next to them. They a fuck nigga to themselves first. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I don't get people that talk about other people or people that down other people. You ain't doing nothing but downing these things in yourself. All of us live inside of our own heads in the first place. Right. If I take all the senses away from you right now, brother, what would you be? If I took away your eye sense and you couldn't see us, your hear senses and you couldn't hear me, your taste sense, you couldn't taste your food, your touch sense, you couldn't feel what the fuck was going on in this environment, what would you be? You would be nothing but pure consciousness. What give consciousness actually life and what gives consciousness the way to experience reality is these bodies. So they have found out a way to hijack our bodies, and they do it through dumbing us down through the music. They do it through dumbing us down to the foods that we're eating, and they do it through poisoning our water, and they do it through literally pushing us in certain communities and keeping us from expressing ourselves or traveling outside of these communities. There's more niggas that's in jail mentally outside of the actual jail cell than there is niggas in jail that's actually inside the prison systems.
Cold, but you cold,
So, like I said, wake the fuck up, Black America. That's what we're here for. And this is a message to all of us. We need to start holding everybody accountable. Everybody want me to come on these shows and talk about food. It's deeper than the food. It's deeper than the food. It's deeper than the food.
Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
It's deeper than the food, bro.
Real shit.
Like, let's
hell up in it. Hell
let's
up
talk,
in
let's talk,
it.
Let's talk about this shit.
Hell up in it. Bro. Hey, I'm going to get your number called. You too. We here for it all.
Let's do it, bro.
None of y'all been there, bro.
Let's do it. So, you know, so I just think we need to start holding each other accountable. You know, from the rap music on down, we see that the rappers they have a lot to say, and they are the ones who mold and shape in the community, especially the younger brothers and sisters that's growing up, you know, in this generation today. And we see that they're living their lives based off of what these rappers are saying in their lyrics. And what we are seeing, you know, me healing a bunch of rappers and being around them, my manager and my brother can attest for that. We heal a bunch of rappers from a lot of diseases that's going on in the community, but we see that they're not even living these lifestyles that they putting in the music, but the younger ones is listening to this shit and they're portraying it and they're manifesting these things into their daily reality, and they're the ones suffering from that shit. So now we need to start holding them accountable. And until you change your lyrics and until this shit start promoting life in the communities, we not buying another one of your damn motherfucking digital downloads, and we not coming to none of your concerts. I bet you the lyrics will change then. Same thing with the Black women in the community. Same thing with the Black males. We have been deindustrialized and we have been separated as a unit. We only can function properly is when we together as a community. Why you think gangbanging works so well for niggas? Because transgenerational epigenetics inheritance, that's what we did when we was in the lands of Africa. That's what we did. Yeah. We are tribal people. That's what we did in ancient Americas. All we know is clan. So we do it good. It's just since these people have put these things in our environment, we are operating with them wrong. That's it.
So how do you think, how hard do you think it'll be to take that stand, like you said, to threaten these rappers and these artists and these public figures with the abandonment of the support if they don't start pushing a better message?
So I think it'll be... I don't want to say it's going to be hard, because I know that words are powerful and we can manifest things just by the tonation of our voices and our sounds. I will say it will be a little difficult, but I think that you have to find men that's not afraid of death, because that's what they always use against us, death. And a Negro would sell their soul for death. A Negro would sell out their brother for death. A Negro would sell out their lifetime soul partner and friend for death. So I think once we start teaching, I think it's going to take education. We need to revamp the education platforms and the education schools and teach what true education is. You know, a lot of people think education is just going and learning your ABCs, your 1-2-3s, and your math and reading fundamentals. Now, that's fundamental shit that we do need to learn. But it's things that's on top of that. True education is meeting the needs for your tribe and for your people. So, like, you have to look into your community and see what the problem is and what's going on right now. One thing is so-called black-on-black crime. And the reason why I'm saying so-called, because black is the color of me in your shirt. Of course, we're not black. We're copper melanated aboriginal beings from the Americas.
Well,
and some
is...
But I think the first thing is education. Education is meeting the needs of a people. So we have to look into the community and look at all all the things that the people need or things that are destroying and crushing a community, one of them is black on black crime. So then you have to get to the root cause. Why? Where is this coming from? And why is black people robbing black people? Obviously, you robbing somebody because you need something and there's a system that's in play that's not giving it to you. So now you have to start creating these institutes and these systems that create programs to give people. Because if a brother need $500 to pay his rent and he putting on his black gloves and his black mask and he got his gun, he going out to get it. If I can be an intercessor or a mediator between the point of him going to the victim and him picking up his gun, if I can meet him right here and like, look, nigga, here go $500. Mm-hmm. You want to keep this coming? This is how you keep this coming in. What is the likely chances of him still going to risk his life, being away from his children, going to prison for the rest of his life, going to kill a victim and rob? He ain't going to do it. He going to mm-hmm. take the five. He going to be like, look, show me the way. Mm-hmm. So that's education. Education.
Yeah, but the important thing is you got to have that five.
And that's why there. So whenever you build in a community, there are certain structures and there are certain functionalities that go into play. Every community have to have food.
Some niggas got their mind made up though.
Yeah, that's and look, so, but look, there's a war coming.
Yeah,
there's a war coming, and in this war, it's gonna be the righteous versus the evil. And as fucked up as we don't want to accept it, it's going to be a lot of us versus us. Now, mm-hmm. in something like that, I'm cool with that. Because this is for the future survival of my children, of my community, of my people. You either got to get with that shit or get gone. So mm-hmm. we can't act like the inevitable is not going to happen. You know, the more and more consciousness is rising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brothers and sisters are speaking out. This is becoming a new rap shit. Mm-hmm. This conscious shit is becoming a new wave. Mm-hmm. Herbalists is popping up everywhere. Thought leaders, critical thinkers is popping up everywhere. You see little bitty Malcolm X's and Louis Farrakhan's running around this motherfucker rapping.
Mm-hmm.
So the more and more we raise this high energetic frequency, the more and more the low energetic thought forms is going to be thinking of ways to come back. This is spiritual warfare. So civil war is coming between the so-called black righteousness people and the so-called black evil people. It's coming. So for the ones that got their mind made up and can't get right, I'm just here to say this message. I have over 100,000 vegans that don't eat meat, that don't drink, that don't smoke, that read every day, that work out, that actually practice combat training, that know how to use a gun, that know how to use their mind. They dick is not their god. They belly is not their god. You don't want to fucking go to war with a nigga who know who they truly is. So get your mind right or don't. You see what I'm saying? But the war is coming. The war is coming.
So you saying before dealing with anything else, we gotta and I like that we gotta deal with ourselves, whatever.
We have to deal with our own house before we deal with, and it's supposed to be like that anyway. Every community deal with themselves, but so-called Black America. When you look at the Jewish community, they have a Jewish police station, they have Jewish banks, they have Jewish priests. I mean, so this is what I was trying to say. Whenever you build any community, it has these four fundamental principles. Everyone have to have an education system or what you would call a school. Everybody have to have a hospital or what you would call a healing mechanism. You see what I'm saying? Everybody else will have to have economics, meaning you have to have your own bank. And then last but not least, food and water. Mm. Do we own our food and water? No, we don't. Half of us is just now getting into black farming. So we need to learn how to grow our own food. We need to learn how to siphon our own water from the geo depths of the earth. We need to learn how to build our own education institutes. We need to learn how to use money or use a way of exchange. Because money ain't even really the way of exchange. We can do barter and trading. Mm-hmm. If I'm growing 100,000 apples and you growing 100 potatoes, where do we need money at? Let's make an exchange. So, and that's why education is so important. These are things that we need to start putting back in the community before we can get our identity back. The problem is, bruh, we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we are. We don't know what we are. We don't know why we are. And we don't know when we are. When we start answering those questions, it's going to make us not only look at ourselves different when we look at our reflections, but it's going to make me look at you and you different. The love is different. Me knowing that I'm a god, me knowing that I'm a king, that I come from royalty, I automatically look at you like you a god, a king that come from royalty. Mm. All right, that's why I greeted you, peace goddess.
Right.
No matter what you're going through and how you operating, because we see gods can fall.
fall and operate out of their lower selves mm-hmm. sometimes. But if I keep reminding you who you are, just maybe, prayerfully, and hopefully, that's going to ignite something deep within your subconscious mind mm-hmm. to make you change your fucking reality.
Do you? So yeah. I mean, not always in life, but now do you stray away from bitch and nigga and all that stuff is out of your vocabulary?
No, not at all. Because again, nigga, so again, you speak how you feel. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes me being in a situation or environment like this, knowing big facts, me and my manager, we watch it, we went through everything. Me saying nigga will have a nigga listening sometimes. But right after I hit you with that nigga, yeah, King, peace, God. All right, now I'm reintroducing something else to you. Yeah. You know, I speak two languages. I speak English and I speak fluent Hebrew, read and write and everything. So, you know, I'm realizing that the words is not always the powerful thing that come from your mouth. It's the expressions with the intentions. So, you know, big facts deal with a lot of rappers. The big facts deal with a lot of hip hop news, hip hop TV. Y'all have a very, very large platform, and it's a bunch of younger generations that listen and love the trap, that love all. So they identify with nigga. So I'm going to say nigga to catch your attention, but I'm going to let you know you're not a nigga, you a guy. You see what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to swag shit out sometimes and be able to identify where you at, read the room, and then that's when you deliver. Mm.
Who do you think, like, are some people that people should look to for knowledge, like maybe a 19 Keys and others? Like,
shouts out to 19 Keys. He's from St. Louis as well, Southside. That's another St. Louis brother.
Yeah, my brother.
That's another St. Louis brother right there.
So somebody like that, maybe spit a few of those names.
I got you.
And if you're comfortable or uncomfortable, don't matter. But maybe there's a few names that you feel like, hey, we should stray away from that type of energy and that type of knowledge.
I got you. So first name you said.
Hey, get a water.
First name you said was 19 Keys. That's a good brother to get a lot of. You know, he's a critical thinker. That's a good person to learn how to analyze, to learn how to think. Dr. Amos Wilson. Y'all look him up. That's a psychiatrist, a black, so-called black psychiatrist. Amazing. Dr. John Henrik Clark. That's another one, man. Got literature out here, books out here. Show you how to move and groove, how to operate within your environment. Of course, Malcolm X. Look up a lot of his lectures. Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Mm-hmm. These are another brothers that you can look up and look up and look into. Yeah, see, sometimes you gotta make sure. Yeah. So them are people, you know, that I think, though. And I think, you know, reaching 19 Keys is most definitely a good one. But even for me, I will even go higher. Like, who taught your 19 Keys? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Who taught your Ya Keys? Which is me. Them the people I'm trying to get to. So everyone I just named are older ancestors that is no longer with me. Like, who I was personally taught by is Dr. Lailela Africa. You know what I'm saying? May the Most High rest his soul. I want to give him a moment of silence to him and Dr. Sabi real fast. Ashe. So you see what I'm saying? So the whole thing is try your hardest to always go to the source of things. Not saying Keys is not the source of his own knowledge. Mm-hmm. He's smart enough and he's intellectual enough to take the knowledge that he got from experience and then from these other teachers and make his own thing up out of it. But, you know, I really like reaching deep into the depths of knowledge, and them the ones that got the gray beards, man. There's something about them brothers that's just hard, that they like concrete, man, and they gonna be here forever and ever, just like me and Keys is making our mark now, and our names is gonna be mentioned millennia after we gone.
And there were some people, maybe, I don't know, could be musically, outside of music, that you like, not necessarily that we're hating on their message or hating on them, but some people that you just like, you might tell your seeds or your family, like, nah, we need to kind of stay away from
anybody
that.
That's talking about degrading the black woman, anybody that's talking about killing your brothers and sisters, robbing, doing drugs, popping mollies, doing Zans, no matter who it is. I'm not here to discriminate anybody, any name. So now the next question need to be this then. Once we take that away, because some people, even if this message reach a million, only about 100 gonna really take heed to what we saying. Yeah. So now once we take them away from that environment, you have to put something in place back there. There's a actual brother. His name is Free Soul. He's a conscious artist. He's from Philadelphia. One of the dopest artists that I done ever heard with the consciousness. He spelled his name FR33SOL. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't pay me to say this or do this. This was all based off of your question. That's somebody that raps amazing. It's another brother from Detroit named Courtney Bell. Courtney Bell from Detroit. He's been running around with 6ix9ine a lot lately. know what I'm saying? This another conscious artist that don't speak about degrading the so-called black goddess, that don't talk about killing his brothers or sisters, that don't talk about popping mollies, raping, and don't talk about these, because these things is what's molding and shaping the minds of the youth. You see what I'm saying? So, like, we have to understand, there's a quote that says, food for thought. It's more than just what you're putting into your body. It's what you're putting into your seven senses. We eat more than just food. You know, you eat your environment. So if we can change the environment, we can change the trajectory, and we can change the way that we're living in this reality, man.
Yeah, shit. What about in some type of fairness? They say if you knew better, you'd do better. What about the people who have not been exposed, they haven't been awakened, or they didn't have the trauma that you had to enlighten them? Like, what's your approach?
My approach to that is doing what we're doing now, coming here on these airwaves and just spitting the raw fact truth and hoping they get it. And if they don't, hope that they experience, that they receive, because everybody got to deal with the universe. Just hoping that that won't be their last experience. Maybe it'd be a scare straight tactic like it was with me, because we all need to bump our heads. I don't believe in, you know, having children out here and you just giving them your wealth. I believe that you need to work your children hard. I believe that you need to be hard on your children. I believe that the world is hard. I believe that society is hard. So in order to truly, truly raise a high quality man and a high quality woman, they're going to need to experience some type of struggle in life. So, you know, I'm not here to stand between you and your karma. I step out of the way and let you get that, because hopefully going through that traumatic karma experience, you are able to rearrange the way your neurological aspects is actually manifesting out here, and you can truly, truly start walking in your true path and in your true nature. Mm. Right. They said they need answers.
About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Thank you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For real, what I was gonna say, I'm really kind of stuck listening to you, bro. I think you're dope.
Man. Oh, thank you. I appreciate
what,
that, King.
What I was gonna say is, let's get back to this food.
Yeah, let's do it.
I know niggas be wanting to talk, you know what I'm saying? I want to get some of that shit. Like, what's the best, like, pills and shit, like, vitamins that you're supposed to take, like, as a vegan?
So as a vegan, so when the what happens is when you for instance, everybody talk about the protein. Protein is a myth. When you look at a protein is what you would call a complex amino acid structure. We don't need proteins. First, we have to establish that so-called black people, who I will call the indigenous aboriginals of the Americas, which would be us. A lot of us think that we from Africa, and a lot of us is not from Africa. We've been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. When you look at our biology and our molecular makeup, we're totally different from any other species on planet Earth. Our blood is different. Our DNA is different. Our bone structure, we have more bone density than any other race of people. More bone density. Our noses are wider. Theirs are more narrow. Our ears are smaller than theirs. Everything about us is totally different. We have something called melanocytes or melanin sites, what you'll call melanin or carbon. They only have something called pheomelanin. So once you realize that we are a specimen of a people, we are literally the chosen people of the creator, who we call God, then that's going to automatically have you, okay, if we are special people, then that means we need a special type of food. Mm-hmm. The one thing we don't need is what you would call complex amino acid structures. We need simple amino acid structures, and these things come from your fruits and your vegetables. I don't want to get on here and push that we need supplements or we need pills, because we don't. What we need is holistic food to have all the vitamins and all the nutrients and the bioflavonoids that's in it. So we need to focus on growing our own food. Now, people don't have their own land, so they're going to have to go shop. Go shop at a local farmer's market. Make sure that you know the history behind your food. But this goes back into the community. Women, men don't know the history behind a woman, and they hit them the same night. They don't ask who their mother is, who their father is. They hit them raw, have a whole baby bomb, and fuck their whole life up. We're doing the same thing with the foods, where we're not testing the foods. We're not wondering who the mother and the father of this food is. We don't know if it's been hybrided, if it's been homosexually hybrided. Same thing with the weed.
You know what I'm saying? Vegetables can be homosexual.
Man, vegetables, fruits, all of that. Yes. Yes, you literally can. Yes, you can hybrid and do certain genetic selections with the embryos of plants or plant embryos and with male plants, and the way the pollinators go and pollinate that create a specific hybrid that can mess and tinker with your DNA and your genes. Yeah. So you know, processed food equal a processed nigga. Mm. Organic food equal an organic king. So you asking a question about, you know, about basically vital minerals, or what you would call vital amines, you will literally get them holistically from your fruits, your vegetables, and your herbs. So I just give y'all a few of them organically. Organic kale. They don't have any herbicides, insecticides, and pesticides on there. It's good. It got calcium in them. It got magnesium in them. It got potassium in them. That'd be good for you. You see what I'm saying? You have other things, fruits, berries, and melons. Fruits are very, very energetic. If you actually look at the energetic things of fruits and vegetables, when you look at them, they yield energy. So anything that's living or that have a biological impression or blueprint in life has an energy marker that come from it. One of them is fruits. If you eat every 10 units of fruits, it actually yields 12,000 angstroms of energy. That's the unit of measurement. That's 12,000 angstroms of energy that you get when you eat every 10 units of fruits. When you eat every 10 units of vegetables, it gives you 9,000. them anchors of energy. And the reason why I'm talking about energy is because energy is important. That's how we able to sit here and talk. It's called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. This is what gives you the vitality for life. It gives you the will to live. You know, it gives you purpose. Without this ATP, you can't produce energy and you can't move signals that moves and fold amino acids that give you life. Right? So check this out. If you get meat and you actually measure the 10 units of meat, it only measures 3,000 angstroms of energy. You see what I'm saying? So we just went from 3 all the way to 9 when you get to vegetables, all the way to 12 when you get to fruit. So everybody asks, what's the perfect food to eat? It's going to be your fruits and your vegetables. And then if you look at the anatomy of our bodies, the anatomy of our bodies do not look like felines. They do not look like carnivores. Carnivores are actually horizontal. We are vertical. We are upright people. Carnivores are vertical. They sit low to the ground. Carnivores have long canines. Carnivores also have big stomachs that have higher hydrochloric acid in their stomachs. Our hydrochloric acid in our stomachs can't even break down these complex amino acids that you call protein. Real shit. That's why a lot of people that eat meat got bad digestion. Mm-hmm. They get bad heartburn because a lot of that meat turned into something called putrefaction. When you eat fruits and vegetables, they go through a process called fermentation. You see that? So if you look at us, what I did was I went into nature and I looked around and I said, who looks like me? Who's the closest thing that looks like me and what are they eating? I looked at the cats. They don't look like me. They was eating what? Meat. I looked at the cows and all the herbivores. They don't look like me. These 3-ton animals. They eat nothing but grass.
So but everybody asks,
bear closely assimilate. But what I found was that damn gorilla, man. And when you look at the gorilla by nature.
The primate.
Yes, the primate kingdom. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Primate kingdom or naturally frugivores. So I said, damn, the primate closely assimilates with the so-called human body, right? And I looked at the teeth. Now, they do have canines longer than ours, but the reason why they have long canines is for battle. You see what I'm saying? So they evolved to grow them. But when you look at them in a natural nature state, especially when they're in the low plains and not high in the mountains, they eat fruits and they eat berries. Or sometimes they eat bamboo shoots and stuff like that. But they do not eat meat. And then you look at them, they're the most muscular, some of the most strongest primates in the actual jungle. So where did they get their protein? What about a horse or a cow that don't eat meat? All they eat is hay and grass, or what you would call horsetail grass, or horse shaving grass, what you know, alfalfa sprouts. They can get up to 3 tons, but they don't eat meat. So we just, you know, I just don't want us to get very, very stuck on the vitamins and stuck on the capsules before we work on the diet. If we can change our diet into a living and start eating correctly, we won't even need the capsules or need the vital minerals. But what I'm going to do for y'all, though, you know what I'm saying? I really, really do fuck with y'all energy. Me and my manager, we're going to ship y'all a lot of stuff once we leave here. We have it overnighted. And I got, I got this new capsule out called Coherence, man. And it's with all of the B complexes that we was talking about before we started this transmission. And it got lion's manes mushrooms in it, cordyceps mushrooms, reishi mushrooms, trumpets, everything in there for your brain. It actually grows new dendrites and melanin neurotransmitters inside of your brain to have you focus. Your memory gonna be like, how y'all think I'm up here spitting like this? I'm on that coherence. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, brother. Yeah. So I'm
on it. How often you gotta take it?
Man, I take like 4 a day. Nabito, my manager go crazy with him. We go crazy with him a day. And how old are you, Nabi?
58.
Man, memory. I'm talking about, you can see the difference now. Like he used to be looking for stuff, or he be have his phone in his hand, be like, where my phone at? Phone in your hand,
yeah,
Nabi.
Yeah.
Man, like, his whole way he's manifesting and thinking is totally different. So it's called coherence. I'm gonna send y'all some of that.
All natural.
All natural. That's all we do is all natural. So if you want to have certain types of vitamins, or what should I say, certain vitamins that's missing that we need to be paying attention to in the Americas, is we're very magnesium deficient. I'm talking about number one in magnesium. And magnesium plays a very crucial role in the body, because every cell in your body needs magnesium, especially the nervous system, because what it does is it relaxes the muscles. Most people that have hypertension or high blood pressure have a magnesium deficiency, because what happens is magnesium acts as a catalyst and it relaxes, or what you would call dilate, the blood vessels. Now, and then they have too much calcium. And calcium and magnesium are supposed to go together. That's why I don't believe in supplements, or basically what you would call isolated chemistry, because you start playing God. I call myself God, but I'm not saying I'm the Most High. I'm saying I'm a reflection of the Most High, which makes us gods and goddesses. So when you take magnesium, you have to take it holistically with calcium. that you can't get that in supplements. You got to get that from whole food. You see what I'm saying? But what calcium does is it's called contractility. That's actually what constricts the blood vessel. So when you see somebody that suffer with hypertension, they got high blood pressure all the time, it's because they missing magnesium and their arteries or their blood vessels is not able to relax and let that blood flow properly through their veins. So it creates this pressure or the force against their artery wall, and that's what raises up the blood pressure. So simply healing high blood pressure is getting more magnesium into your diet. Same thing with zinc, same thing with copper, same thing with gold, same thing with selenium. Most of our so-called diseases that we're suffering from is because we are mineral deficient. And the reason why we're mineral deficient is because these people are purposely stripping our soil of minerals. So now, remember I was talking about education? That's something that we need to start providing to the community. How do you get minerals back into the ground? You have to start doing agricultural farming or permacultural farming, electrocultural farming, figuring out ways to literally break down their soil again, figuring out ways to get worms back into their soil, figuring out ways to decay what you would call fruits and vegetables and herbs and putting them back into the soil. That way, when the new spring comes, all of these minerals are back into the ground that they stripped from it. So we need to be teaching them how to land. You know what I'm saying? And it's no coincidence that land and landing is the same word. You know what I'm saying? They say we landed on this planet Earth we call rock. Well, if you landed, how in the hell can you land if you don't even own land? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we own in Benzes, Bentleys, but we go into an apartment building. You see what I'm saying? There's something coming. And we acting like we don't see this shit coming.
What you think coming?
It's either nuclear fallout. I think that's the inevitable. Nuclear fallout is at the end. But before that, there's a lot of things leading up to it. We see that food scarcity is crazy. Like a lot of people haven't been watching. Like check Georgia. Start looking up the food scarcity, how we missing certain things that we usually got. They not on the shelves no more. Then we see all of the ports been shut down since they created BRICS and Russia and all these different wars and rumors of wars that's happening. So we now finna be able to get things in from other countries. Y'all know that most of our stuff actually come from China. China done backed out of the U.S. They now dealing with a whole bunch. They dealing with Africa. They dealing with North Korea now. So life as we know it within a couple of years will not be the same no more. But we too busy doped up off the medicine. We too busy doped up off the junk foods, doped up off the alcohol and the drugs that we not seeing what's coming. And if you a wise man, you should be able to look at what's going on inside of this earthly realm and prepare. So I'm just here to tell y'all, look, wake up, let's prep. Because some shit finna hit the fan. And guess what? When they close these grocery stores, because they finna start doing these little exercises now, because y'all see the new COVID just rolled back out, right? Y'all peeped that. It's back. The new COVID just rolled. So they finna start doing certain exercises. Imagine the U.S. get cut off and ain't nobody got food. That sound like the Tyrone
rat trap.
Man,
yep.
I'm telling you. So what happened if you own your own land and you know how to farm? You know how to plant your own seeds? We have something called a seed sovereignty program where we give away a bunch of seeds. We just got into contract with a bunch of HBCUs and college universities where we're going to be supplying thousands of seeds to them, every 6 months? So, like, we need to start getting into the shit that looks whack is what we need to be promoting and pushing. The only reason why it looks whack is because the rappers and the actors and the celebrities is not making it look good. Mm. We control our own narrative. We just got to make it look good the same way we make looking, tricking on women and degrading women and killing our brothers and sisters. How we promote that and make that shit look good, we need to stop doing that and then do the necessities and the basic things that we need as a people. We need to start promoting those same things, and we will see that the whole consciousness will shift. Mm. Seriously.
Mm. How you put value on that, though?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's
but we make value.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
so,
go ahead.
So we create value, right? There's really no such thing as value. Value is backed off of morals and beliefs. Yeah. If we can change the beliefs and moral of the people, that will create value. If you look back in the Bible, the shit we doing is very looked down upon. But guess what is looked up upon? Aversion. Aversion in the Bible was worth unlimited amounts of money. You know what I'm saying? You got a virgin daughter and you want to marry my daughter, I'm going to need 20 cows. I'm going to need about 45 acres of land. I'm going to need all them goats you got here. You see what I'm saying? So if we just bring net back and show how virginity equals a righteous woman, women ain't just finna be giving out pussy like that no more. You see what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
They stuck. They mind made up.
But we just talking about the value system, though. We saying what's going to bring value back. Whatever we put our attention on is what brings value. You see that? I remember a point in time where Louis Vuitton didn't mean nothing. Niggas didn't know nothing about Louis Vuitton.
Know what it was.
But a rapper put it on.
Yeah.
A rapper put it on. Y'all remember Fifth and Saks. I didn't know nothing about 5th and Saks until Yo Gotti said, Gucci, Louis, Prada, you know I shop at Saks. I'm like, damn, Jay, we need to go to Saks, nigga. I don't know even what I'm going to Saks to buy. But just based off of a powerful voice in the community, mentioning something brought it what?
Cool.
Value.
And made it cool,
Yeah, so we bring value to shit.
You're right. You're right about that, though.
So if we get enough people supporting my message, enough people supporting 19 Keys' message, enough people supporting all those who's coming up saying the same thing, enough people, enough celebrities, enough musicians, enough rappers, enough singers, enough people that got these podcasts, because y'all the real powerful ones, because they coming to y'all to get interviewed. Enough people pushing this narrative, man, this shit will change overnight. The whole value will be flipped. Straight up, we just need to really start voicing what's really real. It's too much fake shit going on these airlines. And there's not enough people talking about what we talking about right now. And that's the reason why I appreciate y'all. Because y'all didn't have to have me on here. Y'all didn't have to do this. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm glad we doing this right now. Yeah. Because like I said, this is going to reach so many people. But the people that it need to really get is going to get. And that's going to ignite them. And they're going to be doing the same shit 50 years from now from what I'm doing now. And that's how we need to do this. I'm not saying this shit can happen overnight. But I'm saying brick by brick, step by step.
How dangerous is this, though, what you doing?
Man, how many times the government tried to kill me a couple times already. They tried to sue me for selling. Look, they tried to sue me for selling neutral. They called it pseudo-pharmaceuticals. This is what they called it. In the paperwork, it said pseudo-pharmaceuticals. And I'm like, if anybody's selling pseudo-pharmaceuticals, it's y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm selling herbs. But, man, they follow us around. The FBI always following us around. I get many.
You probably up in it.
Hey, I'm just saying. But many death threats, you know what I'm saying? I get those a lot. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said in the beginning of this transmission, I'm willing to die for this because I got to die anyway. I was talking to Nabi yesterday, you know. We just talking. We always go through our daily things where we just spill our hearts to each other to make sure that we on the same level. Yeah. And I was telling him about how my age, I'm 35, right? And I was telling him that the average man only lives 72 years old. The average man, the average woman, 84, right? This average. Now me, since I'm healthy, I don't eat meat, I don't be drinking, smoking, and doing all of that stuff, I just gave myself an extra 5 years because I still got toxicity in me. Even though I cleanse my body, you know, this is a lifetime detox. I spent 21 years fucking my entire life up. I'm only 35. Y'all do the math, nigga. I got some more cleansing to do deeply. You see what I'm saying? So I just gave myself an extra 5 years. I did the math, right? So I did 74, 72, take away 35. It left me with, I think, 40, 45 years, something like that. Don't quote me on it. But then I did the days, okay? How many days is 45 years? Whatever that came up to. It gave me 164,025 days. That's how much time, averagely, I got left. I don't have time to be bullshitting, back and forth, arguing with no woman. I ain't got time to be beefing with my bro. I got 160. Matter of fact, that 25 left, because that's 24 hours in a day. So that left. That was yesterday. So 164,000 days left. What the fuck are we doing, man? What are we doing? So it just brought things into perspective for me. What really matter? Why are we here? We are here to experience. We are here to create these experiences, to learn this information, to bring it back to the source and the creator. While we're doing that, we are making genetic copies of ourselves, who we call our children, and we're putting them through them same things. Like, we have to start preparing. That way, we don't have to keep coming back into these realities and have to learn and relearn and rebuild. How about we learn and we build, and then we leave something back for our children can already have as a gift when they get here? And we can't do that doing what we're doing now. Everybody's saying do it for the culture, right? If you actually look at the root word to culture, it's to cultivate. Cultivation is what you do when you form. Cultivation means to grow. Is this culture growing or is it disintegrating and destroying itself within? It's the latter. So is this truly a culture? Because there's no type of cultivation that's coming from it. But rappers getting killed. Rappers getting all types of STDs. Trust me, I know. You see that? Rappers not being in a household, having all these children, not being able to be in a household with their families. You know, all these RICO cases, drug cases, brothers and sisters getting locked up, degrading black women. Like, is this growing? Is what we doing right now having a positive outcome on a community? No. So we can't say that shit is culture. We can't. So it's like, when is we going to be real with ourselves? Like, I know this shit is hard to accept what it is, but it's like, when is we going to grow some nuts and be like, you know what? We too old for this shit. Like, it's time to really, really change the narrative. And not only that, we got the power to do so. What we going to do about it? Mm.
Shouts out to Yaki Awaken. We appreciate your words, man. Any final words for the people? Any final words for the people, man?
I love y'all. I need y'all. And I just hope you love yourself and need yourself more if we can come together as a collective consciousness and as a community to start eating better, to start treating our bodies better, treating each other better, for we can truly, truly take back our consciousness and get what is already rightfully ours, which is the Americas. This whole planet, to be honest with you.
Mm. There it is. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute to you. We appreciate it. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.